Okay, we're 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. We're going to talk about the Dor Hamabul, the generation of the flood. The Mishnah says, Dor Hamabul, Ein Lahem Chelek L'Mabo, the generation of the flood does not have a portion in the world to come. Vein Omnim Badin, and they don't even stand judgment for their punishments, for their sins, to be punished for their sins. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam L'Olam. So it says, my spirit, literally, I guess it means, my spirit shall not judge a person forever. But the drasha is, lo din, they're not going to have a judgment, yadun, to be punished. And velo ruach, they're not going to have the spirit of life to live with the tzaddikim in the world to come. So the question is, why do they not even stand judgment? So, it seems that the Yad Ramah writes that they did stand in punishment. What was their punishment? That Hashem brought upon them the Mea Mabul, the floods. That was sort of in a sense standing in judgment. Others want to try to find other answers that they Sefer Choshev Machshavo said, since the Dor Mabul stole less than a Shava Pruta, a penny's worth, so therefore there's no judgment. So the constant, because you can't be maybe taking to court, they said, if we steal a de minimis amount. So Hashem said, okay, the consequence is you're not going to get Olam Haba, you're not going to be able to stand judgment as well. The Yad Ramah has another position where he says, the other thought, that he says that the reason, one of the reasons why there is a resurrection of the dead is to stand judgment. So if they're not going to be resurrected, so the only way you can be judged if it's the soul connects to the body. That's what he writes at the beginning of this parak, that you need that. So okay, they're not going to stand in judgment. And then the Mishnah continues. Dor Flaga, the generation that build the Tower of Bavel. They also don't have a portion of what to come. Shema v'yafet Hashem osam mishal al pnei kol aretz. Hashem scattered them from the face of the land. And the pasuk says v'yafet Hashem osam ba'olam hazeh. Hashem scattered them in this world. U'mishem afitzam Hashem olam habam. From there Hashem scattered them in the world to come. An shisdom the people of Sodom ein lahem chelek olam habam. They don't have a portion of the world to come. Shenemar the pasuk says v'an shisdom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem ha'od. But they are sinful. Roim b'olam hazeh, sinful in this world. V'chataim, they're evil in this world. V'chataim, they're sinful in the world to come. V'al omdi badin, but they do stand in judgment. And Rabbi the Maral sort of categorizes the different types of sins. The Maral writes that the Dor Mabul, their main sin was a tava gufanit, physical desire. The Dor Flaga, the major sin, was that Naslanu shame. They want to wage war against God. So this is more of a this is more of a chet sichli, he calls it, more intellectual sin. They want to conquer God. They want to defeat God. It's not based on physical desire. The Dor Mabul is ki shchis kol basar darko. So it's base physical desires versus intellectual. They want to become the supreme power of the world. And the Anshei Sodom said that they would pervert justice. And they said that chetza mityaches ala nefesh. This sin is related to the soul. So therefore, the Dor Mabul doesn't have a portion of the world to come because their sin is with znus, which is immorality, which is a taiva gufanit, which is a physical bodily desire. Dor Flaga, because they sinned, they made a war with God. They also don't have a portion of the world to come because Olam Haba is when Klais are connected to God and they separate from God. And Anshei Sodom is they also, that the Olam Haba is for someone who's on the straight and narrow and they are not on the straight and narrows. So you have the three different types of sins. Rabbi Nechemiah, Omer Rabbi Nechemiah continues, and he says, both the Dor of Mabul and the people of Sodom don't stand in judgment. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Al kein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat, the wicked people will not stand in judgment. V'chataim b'das adhim, and the sinners and among the congregation of the righteous. So Al kein lo yakumu rishon b'mishpat. So therefore, the wicked won't stand in judgment. Zed Dor Mabul, this is the generation of the flood. Bachatim batar sadikim, and the sinners in the congregation of the righteous, Elon Shaddam, these are the people of Sodom. So the Torah's Chaim actually he says that there, since you have the sins of Anshi Sodom and the Dor Mabul in the same pasuk, so he said they're essentially a similar sin. That's what the that's how the Torah's Chaim understands it. It's essentially, he writes that the Dor Hamabul, they became arrogant because of all the goodness that Hashem gave them, and in the Sodom also that they had a fertile land. They also became arrogant because of the goodness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, and they both sinned with their body, physical sins, and therefore it's similar. The Dor Mabul chatu b'arayos v'gezel, they sinned with immorality and theft. And Anshi Sodom were roim b'gufa, and they were sinful with their body, which is arayos, and they were chataim b'mamonim, which is gezel. So Toras Chaim views their sin actually a little bit different than Moral, which is really the same. The Mishnah continues, Amru lo, Adam omdim badat tzadikim v'omdim badat rishayim. So Chaim said, Rav Nechemia, no, that's not what it means. It means that they don't stand among the congregation of the righteous, but they do stand among the congregation of the wicked. It means they are judged. There is this, in brackets, I guess it was rejected in the end, but there's a thought that maybe the Meraglim, the spies, don't have a portion of the world to come. But that is ultimately rejected. The Dor HaMidbar, the generation of the desert, Ein lohem chechumav, they don't have a portion of the world to come. Vein omdim medina, they don't stand in judgment. Shinei Rosh Hashanah says, "Ba'midbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamusu." In this desert, they will cease to exist in this world, v'sham yamusu, and there they will die. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Akiva says they don't have a portion of the world to come. Rabbi Lezer says, "Aleim who omer about them." It says, "Is v'li chasidei korse brisi alei zevach." About them, it says, "Gather for me the pious ones who enter into my covenant." Those who offer sacrifices. In any case, it's a little difficult. How can Rabbi Akiva say that the people from the generation who sinned, that they don't have, the generation of the desert, they don't have a portion of the world to come? It's very difficult. They witnessed Matan Torah. How could that be? So some of Farshim actually say that, like the Asara Mamro says, what it means is that they didn't really need Olam Haba because they already experienced Mavan Har Sinai. They're already on the level. Then the Sifsei Chachamim says, what it means they didn't have a portion of the world to come, that's only referring to the Erev Rav. So again, some of the Mepharshim tried to, how can it be that this generation that left Egypt, that witnessed Mount Torah, they don't have a portion of the world to come? So they tried to, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, they tried to justify this position as much as possible. They try to or downplay it, explain away that says that really they do have a portion, that they're not that wicked. The Mishnah finishes by saying Adas Korach Eina Asida Lalos, Adas the congregation of Korach is not gonna rise up. Shinemar, suppose it says Vatchas Aleim Ha'aretz B'Olam Hazeh, that the ground, the earth covered them in this world, Vayovdu Mikol HaKahal, and they were destroyed from the congregation, Olam Haba, in the future, Olam Haba, Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's been in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi says, Aleim Hu Omer, Hashem Emisum Chayim Morit Shal V'Yal, Hashem causes to die and causes to live, brings down to the netherworld and brings up. So the children of Korach that he brought down to the netherworld, to Gehenna, he will in the future bring them up. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, Rabbis teach, Dor Mabul Ein Lachelek Olam Haba, the generation of the flood does not have a portion of the world to come. Shel Emor, the pasuk says, V'yimach Etz Kol Yekum Asher Al Panei Adama, Hashem wiped out all existence that was on the ground. V'yimach Etz Kol Yekum, when it says that he wiped out all the existence, B'Olam Hazeh, in this world, V'yimachu Min Ha'aretz, and they were erased, wiped out from the ground, from that land, that's Olam Haba, that's in the future, in the Olam Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra Omer, Lo Chayim, Lo Nidonim, they do not live in Olam Haba, but they're not judged for their sins. Shenemar Lo Yodin Ruchi Badam Lolam, Lo Din V'Lo Ruach. So as I said before, the There's no din and no ruach. Davar acher, another explanation. Lo yadun ruchi, shilte nishmas and choseres lina dana. That the neshama won't return to its, I guess, the place that was holding it. The neshama is not going to return back to the body. The Gemara continues. Menachem ben Yosef by Yosef Omer, afilu b'shal shekadosh baruch hu makzin neshama tzifkim resim. Even in a time when Hashem will return the souls back to the bodies, nishmas and kasha lahem b'gehenem. Their neshamas are very difficult for them because they're going to burn the body. As the pasuk says, taru chashash teldu kashru chem eish tochal chem. The pasuk which indicates the neshama itself will become fire and will burn the body. Now the Gemara is now going to explain what was the basis of the sin of the door of the Mabul, of the flood. Tanur Rabbanan, rabbis teach, Dor Mabul lo nisga'u ela bishvil tova sheishpil lam kadosh baruch hu, that they only became arrogant because of the goodness that Hashem gave them. Umaksiv b'ha'am, what does it say about them? So he's quoting a few psukim from Eov. Bateyam shalmi pachav lo shevet al ka'aleihem. They lived lives in peace and they weren't afraid of anything, and the staff of punishment did not come upon them. That the ox will impregnate the cow, and the zera will not go on the outside, won't be wasted, and the cow will give birth to the baby in the right time, and the baby won't die before its time. That they would send the baby at the time when it was born, and immediately it can go walking. And like with the sheep, that's like sheep that's raised by themselves, and so that's how the cows, the baby calf, the calf's going to be. Uchsiv Yisu b'sof v'chino v'yismachu l'kol ugav. Uchsiv Yivalu yumeham batov u'shno sam banimim, that they're going to live lives of happiness and pleasantness without any calamity. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says, uverega shol yechatu, they're going to die in one moment without any pain and suffering. V'hi garman, all this goodness. So this caused them, Sharu, Lakel, Surmimena. We have everything good. We don't need God. You depart from us. Vidas Rachel Chafat. We don't want your ways, the knowledge of your ways. Masha Kaiki Navdena, what is God that we should serve him? Manuel Kidif Gabo. And how will it help that we should pray to him? Amru Klum Srichim Anulo Elatiba Shagisham. What do we need God for? Just for a drop of rain? Yeshlanu naharosum ayinu shanu mistapkim. Man, we have rivers and streams, or springs that we are satisfied from them, and we don't need God's goodness. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So God responded, and he said that. Batova sheishpati lahem, for the goodness that I gave them with the water, that I gave them rivers and springs. Ba machisim, see, they're gonna make me angry because they say they don't need my goodness anymore. Uvani dan losam. So with this, I am going to judge him. Shnemar vani hini mevi asababul mayim, and I will bring the flood of water. So the language of vani and I, as almost if saying, also I mean, I will also judge you with water, just like you did something bad to me with water. Meaning what? Just like, and what was that? That you said, we don't need your water because we have the rain, and they're using the goodness that Hashem gave them to rebel, to reject God, to say we don't need you. So there, God's going to judge them with water. The Gemara continues. Rav Yossi, Amar Yossi says, Dor Mabul lo nisgalel ela bishvil gagal ha'ayah. That the generation of the flood became arrogant only because of the roundness of the eyes, shadom alamayim, that's similar to the water, that they would see all this good, all this wonderful, all this wonderful things in this world, and they would raise their eyes in arrogance, and they'd follow znus, they'd follow immorality. They'd keep their eyes wide open, looking for anything that they desired. Shinema the pasuk said, "Vichal lahem nashim mikol shebachar." They took whatever wives they wanted, whatever women they wanted. The fichal dado sam b'mayim. Therefore, Hashem judged them with water. Shadom l'gagalayim, which is similar to the round of the eye. Shinema yinivku kol mayinos tahom rabav ruvos hashemayim nitachu. That the springs of the bottom will crack open, and the windows of the heaven will be opened. The Aruch Haner writes that the sin of the punishment of the generation of the flood came in two respects. The heavens opened up, and also the waters below opened up. Because there are two different types of Yitzhahara. There's the Yitzhahara of the Avodah Zarah, which is the Yitzhahara of the Seichel, and there's the Yitzhahara of Arayos, of immorality, which is the Yitzhahara of the goof of the body. So the Seichel is the Koach Nefesh Chaim Habal Min HaShemayim. The Seichel comes from heaven, from the upper world, and the goof, the body, comes from the lower, the Chelek Aris. And the Dor HaMabul, in generation of the flood, sinned by with both of them. They sinned with Avodah Zarah, and they rejected God. And they also sinned with Gezel and Arayos. Therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure, they got the punishment both from heaven and from the earth. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, on Rav Yochanan says, Shlosha Nishtairu Mehem, there were three springs that remained. Blua de Gader Chametver Ve'ena Rabasi de Biram. So these three springs remained. And then the pasuk in the Gemara darshins the pasuk, ki shchis kol basar star kol aretz, that every flesh, every being destroyed or corrupted its way, its path on the land. On Rav Yochanan Malami Shir Biu Behema Al Chaya V'Chay Al Behema V'Akol Al Adam V'Adam Al Kol, that the animal, the domesticated animals made it with wild animals. The wild animals with domesticated animals. And they both mated with mankind, and mankind with everyone. And Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kadav, Achulam Chazru Chutz Me Tushlami. And all the animals after the flood, they only made it with their own kind, except for this Tushlami animal, which made it with everyone. So the big question is, did the animals do this on their own accord, or did man cause them to do this? It sounds ki shchis kol basar, the animals did it by themselves. On the other hand, the Gemara seems to say shehir biu behem al chaya, that the people did it. So the Midrash in Bereishis Rabba says that it seems that even the animals were mekalkel maaseihem bedor hamabul, that everyone denigrated their deeds, their way, their past in the generation of the flood. So he leaves that as a question. The Marsha wants to say that really it was the mankind that first, human beings first, had the animals mate not with their own kind. So the human beings caused this to happen. But after they caused them to happen, so that eventually the animals did it themselves. And that's why at the very end, the Tushlami still remained acting like this, but the other animals went back to their way. So it was a combination. First, the human beings sort of caused them, the animals, to act in this corrupt way. Then the animals learned to do it on their own. That's the way the Gor Aryeh actually understands this. We will stop here.